The Buddhist Yoga Jesus Taught, written by Z. Charnot, March 27, 1996. Even studying a harmony of the four Gospels found in the New Testament, the report of who Jesus was, what he taught, and what he did seems patchy. His birth is elaborately described. His travel from Israel to Egypt as an infant is reported. Issues like, did he learn anything from his surroundings in Egypt during his early childhood? Why Egypt? Why part of Egypt? These and many other questions are untreated. There's a claim that the Old Testament accounts, such as Genesis, were derived from oral tradition. Scholarship speaks of an e-source because of the use of Elohim in the text. Scholarship also talks about a J-source that Moses or Joshua may have used because of the use of the word Yahweh, distorted to Jehovah for some while. Two other sources are mentioned. These two sources are identified by literary criteria, style characteristics. Moses was a prince in Egypt. Joseph, one of the 12 sons of Jacob, was also second in power to the Pharaoh. During famine, all 12 sons and their father moved to Egypt. The people lived the era of Moses. The Gnostic writings called the Nag Hammadi were found in Egypt. A little more than a century ago, no one had heard of Sumer. Samuel Noah Kramer published Sumerian mythology first in 1944. Before that, cuneiform literature was known about by few. Tablets and fragments were strewn about in museums and collections all over the East, Europe, and North America. Kramer spent 10 years studying tablets and fragments in the University of Pennsylvania and in the Museum of the Ancient Orient in Istanbul. 30 years of progress was embodied in a revised edition, which appeared in 1972. One of the main centers of Sumerian civilization was Eridu, located just west of Kuwait, north of the Persian Gulf, on the west bank of the Euphrates River. The city of Ur, where Abraham was born, where his father Terah lived, was a neighboring city of Eridu, just north, upriver, from Eridu. Abraham and Terah, however, inhabited Ur some thousands of years after Eridu was founded. There is a claim that the pyramid texts of Egypt are the oldest known written documents in the world. They date from about 3200 BCE. Cuneiform tablets predate the pyramid texts. These Sumerian cuneiform texts give accounts found in Genesis. They show that Genesis provides a much abridged version of the same stories found in the much older Sumerian cuneiform texts. One example is the story of the confusion of tongues. The Old Testament does not draw upon Hebrew oral tradition.